If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I am back in the studio today, so we're here. And as I've talked about earlier in this week and then 2 weeks ago, we talked about in Lent and actually throughout the year, being adventurous in your prayer. I mean, there are times that, like, for example, if you go to a place in your home that you do on a regular basis and you'll sit down and you'll pray for whatever time you have allotted, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever, and do some praying and spiritual reading. Maybe you have a streaming of Eucharistic adoration that you can find through YouTube, or you may go to a local church and pray there, or chapel, whatever, all that. And one of the other things I brought up is also adding a little adventure to your prayer, either going someplace where you know a chapel. So I talked to you about when I was sitting in the chapel at Sacred Heart Monastery in Petersham. And then at the same time, I talked about being out in nature, and I remember that river I don't know the name of the river, that I stood in out in Cummings, Massachusetts. And then we talked about the beauty that I saw in Vermont and everything else. So we talked about that also. That's another part of being involved in prayer, of being out and being able to talk to the Lord and talk about some of what we're dealing with in light of the beauty that surrounds us. Now, do remember, one of the places I learned how to do that, two places I'll tell you, is one when I was a hermit in Colorado, Crestone, Colorado, and a wonderful place that was just a powerful experience. And because I was in the desert, I could look out and I could see what is known as the curvature of the earth. Having been in the Navy, of course, when you're on the ocean, you can see what is literally the curvature of the earth. What does that look like? Well, it's where the sky comes down. It would be the horizon, but you can also tell that there is a limit to how you can see, and you understand that that is the curvature of the earth. So it was such a place in the desert in Colorado where I could see that. It was looking through a valley. Now, the reason why that's important is I was looking, must have been north-south, and so I could look through the valley and see the curvature of the earth. I was looking east-west, it would be blocked by the mountains I was in between, one of them being the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, or maybe they were both from the same mountain chain, and I was right next to Challenger Mountain in Crestone, Colorado. It was a beautiful place. And there I was as a hermit. Now, another place I was also was Christ in the Desert Monastery, which is located in Abiquiú, New Mexico. And it was another beautiful desert area. Do we see a theme here, by the way, with where I like to go on retreat? And it was a beautiful desert area. And again, when you're out in the desert and there's nobody around, you can bring that out as part of your prayer so you can speak louder to the Lord. And sometimes what I talk to people to do is if they're really going through a real problem, if it's available where they may live, it's more available out west than it is in the east, and that is just to go someplace that is surrounded by nothing but, you know, for example, the desert or a large field, and just scream out to the Lord what you're really struggling with. I remember I did that locally fairly locally in Auriesville at the Shrine of the North American Martyrs, which obviously it's a place where people go to during the year, but not in the winter. Interesting thing to know. Not in the winter. Because it's covered with snow. You really can't go there. Everything is closed, and it's a great time to go and speak to the Lord as well. So I'm talking about that adventure of going out and speaking to the Lord. Now, some people will say, that's the way I like to pray. I don't go to church. I prefer to go out and speak to the Lord that way. The Lord wants us to have communal prayer, which we do at Mass in the Catholic Church and the other some of the other churches, the Episcopal Church, Lutheran, and or they have services in some of the other evangelical churches. But the Lord is calling us to be in a community and to share our experience with the Lord in that community. And then there are times that we can have our personal prayer wherever we feel comfortable. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, and we are the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You do know that the voice of St. Anthony Parish, as well as the other program, St. Anthony Overnight, is dedicated to spreading the word of God, bringing you inspiring program on the AM and the FM dial, and also digitally through our podcast. But we also need your support. Join us in prayer as we humbly ask for the success of our mission in 2024. We're asking and ask the Lord to guide us to this broadcast will be where He wants us to be. And so that's what we're praying for. So together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Tune in, subscribe to our podcast, and be on this divine journey. Thank you for your unwavering devotion. If you'd like to support us financially, well, obviously we'd appreciate that, but our main thing is also prayer. And you can do that through CatholicAudioMedia.com in the Donate tab. You can find it on the front page of our website, stanthonyalston.org. The best way to support us is to come to Mass at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. And finally, another way to support us is if you'd like to mail in support to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. You can make out the check to St. Anthony Parish, which is who supports this podcast broadcast. So thank you very much. So we're back and we're talking about the adventure of prayer, and we talked about that whole concept of praying within the concept of our communal prayer, which we do when we are attending Mass and or services if you're not Catholic. And then the other way is also through personal prayer. Both are important. You need both. If you remember my interview with Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, he said that they found during COVID, when people weren't able to attend church, that really fostered a great amount of loneliness and alienation. And he said, God in His wisdom called people to come together because that's an important part of who we are as people of faith. So that's an important distinction as well. So we want to come and think that as well. We need the communal prayer, which is the liturgical prayer we do at Mass on Sundays in the Catholic Church. And then there are other forms of services that other Christians do. And then there is the other form of prayer, which is that personal prayer. Jesus talked about going in your room all by yourself, but that room doesn't have to be literally a room. It can be outside. It can be in the woods. If you do go out in the woods, do take the proper protection against Lyme disease. We know that. But you can go out into the woods. You can go out into a field. You can go down to the beach. Some people will go to the beach at night. I've done that before. And sometimes you can bring your prayer into what you're looking at and you're seeing, and we talked about that, being on the beach as we start to get warmer and just looking at the waves coming in and out, maybe at night. You know, sometimes I've done that down at Nantasket, or during the day, and you look out and you watch the seagulls, who are always fascinating to watch. When I was in the Navy, we used to watch the various types of birds that were out there. The albatross was the most important. You know, the fascinating thing is when we think of an albatross, a lot of people think of something bad because you've heard that thing, that's an albatross around his neck. Well, the reason is because the albatross is such a beautiful bird and so wonderful to watch to fly that if you killed one, they would put the albatross around your neck. I think it was done as in a pagan ritual. This was back, obviously, in an unchristianized environment, but it was to as a repentance to the gods or sacrifice to the gods because the albatross is such a beautiful bird. But you can only see them when you are at least a day out to sea somewhere in the Pacific. So I suppose describing the albatross didn't really help, now did it, if we live here in New England or if you live on the East Coast. But in any case, you know, seeing what you see in nature and bring all that to the Lord and see how the Lord is speaking to you in nature and all kinds of things like that. Fascinating truths that's part of the adventure of our prayer, which we are talking about during this time of Lent. In the meantime, we will see you again tomorrow as we finish this week of talking about the adventure of prayer. And so we'll finish it tomorrow and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.